WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Dave Davies, filling in for Terry Gross.
Songwriter and singer, orchestra leader and expert performer on the violin, piano, and organ, master of ceremonies extraordinary, that's Fats Waller. At least those were a few of the accomplishments of this popular Victor recording artist. The son of a minister, Fats Waller was originally intended to follow in his father's footsteps, but rhythm claimed him.
They have a new expression along Old Harlem Way that tells you when a party is 10 times more than gay. To say that things are jumping leaves not a single doubt that everything is in full swing when you hear someone shout. It is, the joint is jumping. It's really jumping. Come in, cats, and check your hats. I mean, this joint is jumping. The piano's thumping. The dancers are bumping. This here spot is more than hot. In fact, the joint is jumping. Check your weapons at the door. Be sure to pay your quarter. Burn your leather on the floor. Grab anybody's daughter. The roof is rocking. The neighbor's knocking. We're all bums when the wagon comes. I mean, the joint is jumping. Let it be. Yeah.
That's Fats Waller, recorded in 1937, a track featured on a centennial reissue. In 2004, we celebrated the centennial of Waller's birth. Fats Waller was often a great clown as a performer, but that didn't mask his brilliance. One of the great pianists of his era, his playing was rhythmically tricky and exuberant, and at the same time, delicate. As a singer, he recorded many novelty tunes and up-tempo songs, adding his own humorous asides. He recorded hundreds of records. Many of them were not of his own choosing. They were selected by song pluggers, whose job it was to market new songs. Waller was also a great songwriter and had a successful collaboration with lyricist Andy Razzaf. Some of the songs they wrote together include Ain't Misbehavin', Honeysuckle Rose, and Black and Blue. In May 2004, we celebrated Waller's centennial with a concert of songs he composed, featuring guitarist and singer Marty Gross, who's been performing Waller's music throughout his career. His singing is strongly influenced by Waller's, and he knows many Waller songs, both famous and obscure, including some Waller never recorded. Gross, who is, by the way, no relation to Terry Gross, has made many records over his long career. Here to accompany him is cornetist Randy Reinhardt.
Marty Gross, Randy Reinhardt, welcome to Fresh Air, and thanks for celebrating Fats Waller's centennial with us. Why don't we start with a familiar Fats Waller song? Marty, what would you like to play?
Ain't Misbehavin'.
Good choice.
It's a fickle age, with flirting all the rage. Here is one bird with self-control. I'm happy within my cage. Thumbs down on all the rest. I know who I love best. My love was given heart and soul, so it can stand the test. No one to walk with all by myself. No one to talk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. A misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you, for you, for you, for you. I know for certain the one that I love. I'm through with flirting. It's you that I'm thinking of. Hey, misbehaving, I'm saving all my love for you. Like Jack Horner in a corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for, those big, fat, sloppy, greasy Philadelphia kisses. I don't stay out late, I've got no place to go. I'm home about 8, just me and my video, watching the Teletubbies. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you, for you, for you. Saving all my love, baby, for you.
That's Marty Gross on guitar and vocals, Randy Reinhardt on cornet in our studio to celebrate the centennial of Fats Waller's birth. Marty Gross, you've been playing Fats Waller's music all your life. So what was it that first really reached you about Fats Waller's performances?
Well, Fats Waller was a very accessible artist. He did a lot of clowning around because he had to do a lot of third-rate material they shoved at him because he had a knack of turning Tin Pan Alley's worst material into gold. And so they gave him a lot of dog, what we would call dog tunes, and he made something of them because it was a kind of a spirit, a joie de vivre that came out of his playing. First of all, the time was, Fats Waller had perfect time. The minute he started, a little four-bar piano introduction, you knew when to put your foot down. If you were a dancer, you know, if you couldn't keep time to Fats Waller, they had to put you on a desert island. You were hopeless. That was one thing that grabs you right away, is the imperfect time he had, swing he had in his playing.
And obviously Fats Waller's singing appealed to you also.
Well, yes, he was a terrific showman. He, along with Louis Armstrong and a few others, there were all sorts of monkey business was going on that was very, and often it was a double entendre, you know. Often it was a little suggestive. In those days, that wasn't difficult to do because one has to think back to the 1930s and 40s, when you couldn't even say that someone was pregnant on the radio, you know. So all these, there were in his singing, there were all these little innuendos. And I also liked his voice. Sometimes he would drop the hokum and sing fairly straight. He had a very appealing voice. Whatever it was that he had, it was a magnet, you know, like Louis Armstrong. I think little kids hearing Louis or Fats would immediately say, be interested, where they wouldn't be interested in some guy playing tricky solos on a horn or something, you know, on a saxophone particularly.
Well, why don't you do another Fats Waller song for us? I'm going to ask you to do The Panic Is On.
The Panic Is On. You want to play the first one?
Sure.
Okay, good. All upset, pardon me, can't help but fret. I pace the floor all the day. Since the dawn, I've phoned around. Since the dawn, I've combed this town. Has anyone seen my baby? She left me this morning without any warning. The panic is on. I'm crazy about her, I'm crazy without her. The panic is on. Why does she grieve me? Why does she leave me so blue and forlorn? Up in the air now, I'm tearing my hair now, I'm frantic and the panic is on. Why did she? What is the reason? I don't know. Maybe she was only teasing, I hope so. Oh, oh, the river's nearby, if she isn't here by tomorrow at dawn, I guess that I'll jump in, I've got to do something. I'm frantic and the panic is on. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why did she? What is the reason? I don't know. Maybe she was only teasing. I hope so. The river's nearby. If she isn't here by tomorrow at dawn, I guess that I'll jump in. I've got to do something. I'm frantic, frantic, and the panic is on.
That's great. That's Marty Gross on guitar and vocals and Randy Reinhardt on cornet playing Fats Waller's The Panic Is On. Boy, that was fun. So many of Fats Waller's songs were really entertaining and a lot of fun and really kind of infectious and upbeat. But he wrote some more ballad-like songs, too,
yes,
that had a kind of different emotional sound to them. Could you choose one of his ballads for us and introduce it?
Okay. Why? How about Lonesome Me? Which in no relation to the... There was another song called Lonesome Me about 30 years ago or 40 years ago. This is not it. This is written in 32.
Do you know who wrote the lyric?
Andy Razaf, one of his chief collaborators. Okay, it goes like this. Lonesome me, with no one to love. Lonesome me, 'neath the moon above. Everywhere, lovers all around me. Is it fair that no one has ever found me? I've got arms, empty night and day. I've got charms. Will they waste away? Waste away. I'll just go on dreaming, waiting patiently for the one meant for lonesome.
We're listening back to our studio concert recorded last May to celebrate the centennial of Fats Waller's birth, featuring singer and guitarist Marty Gross and cornetist Randy Reinhardt. More after a break. This is Fresh Air. Let's get back to the studio concert with singer and guitarist Marty Gross and cornetist Randy Reinhardt, recorded last May to celebrate the centennial of Fats Waller's birth.
Since Fats Waller was such a great songwriter, and yet most of his songs remain pretty obscure, let me ask you to do a couple of the more obscure ones for us and introduce them for us.
Okay, the first song in this little medley is Up Jumped You With Love, and the second song was recorded by Benny Goodman with a vocal by Jack Teagarden, and it was recorded by several bands, actually, but never by Fats himself, although he wrote it. He wrote over 450 songs, so and he was always busy. They always had him busy playing everybody else's stuff. So, two by Fats. I had no romance, no heavenly bliss. I never wanted a good night kiss. Then all at once, up jumped you with love. I read when in school of the bees and the flowers. I also heard of the spring and the showers. Then all at once, up jumped you with love, 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 love. something happened to me quickly. Something made my heart act sickly. I knew then and there that strictly love had priority. I needed no stars, I wanted no moon. I always thought it was dumb to spoon. Learn all at once, up jumped you with love. Da-da-dee-da-dee-da-da-da. That's all, don't let go, little ain't you glad we waited for each other? Ain't you glad we were mated for each other? We agree constantly. Life is just a symphony of perfect harmony. Ain't you glad how we get along together? Ain't you glad we can laugh at stormy weather? Folks declare what a pair. They can see we're happy. Ain't you glad? Oh, just like two lovers on picture covers, in spite of sun or rain, we find romance by every street we meet is Lover's Lane. Ain't you glad that our kisses keep their flavor? Ain't you glad everything is in our favor? Every day we can say everything is rosy. Ain't you glad? Deliriously happy.
Two songs by Fats Waller, played for us by Marty Gross, guitar and vocals, and Randy Reinhardt on cornet. They're celebrating with us the centennial of Fats Waller's birth. Well, we thought it would be interesting if we invited Al Casey to join us in this little celebration. And Al Casey is the guitarist who played with Fats Waller from 1933 until Waller's death in 1943. And before we call him up, Marty, was Al Casey influential on you? How would you describe Al Casey as a guitarist and his importance in Fats Waller's group?
Well, Fats was one of the few bands in those days. There was no amplification for guitars in those days. So Fats was one of the few bands where you heard the guitar, and indeed where the guitar was frequently featured, either backing up his vocals or in solos. Al got a lot of solo space on the Waller recordings during those years. And you just didn't get that with the big bands, and you didn't get it with a lot of little bands either.
But there is one recording that Al Casey is very prominently featured on, and he gets to solo. What recording is that?
With Fats, that would be Buck Jumping. It's nice that he got the feature. He deserved it.
Why don't we hear a little bit of Buck Jumping as we call Al Casey on the telephone? Well, I think we have Al Casey on the phone now. Al Casey, welcome to Fresh Air. Thank you for joining us in this centennial celebration of Fats Waller.
Yes, thank you.
And with me here is guitarist and singer Marty Gross and cornetist Randy Reinhardt, who are also great fans of yours. So what was it like to play with Fats Waller? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, it was nice. It was wonderful. It was a very good experience for me. It was fun music.
It sure was.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And how did you meet Fats Waller?
Well, our two families know each other. I met him through a part of my family. I'd known him in his playing, and his playing kind of got to me in a way, you know. And so I try to combine both of them, his play and my play.
Well, I have a feeling Marty Gross has something he wants to ask you. Marty, do you have anything you want to ask Al Casey?
I'd like to ask him about Buck Jumping.
Yeah, oh, Buck Jumping?
You wrote that, right?
Yes.
Well, it's good.
Well, it was one of those things where one day he said, I want to record guitar. He said, make up something, and I did. And luckily, it turned out pretty good.
Yeah, very nice. Great sound.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, Fats Waller was famous for not only being a great musician and songwriter, but he was fat, which was how he got his nickname. He also drank a lot, and that helped, I think, ruin his health. He died of pneumonia in 1943. Did you ever worry about his health when you were playing with him?
Oh, did I ever worry about him? Of course I did. But he seemed to be all right, and, you know, I didn't know that much was wrong with him until it happened, you know? And it kind of shocked me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, kind of did what it did to me.
Right.
You can imagine.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Well, I want to thank you for spending some of this time with us.
Well, I want to thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're turning 90 yourself, is that right?
Not quite that. Almost.
Almost. Okay. All right.
Okay, thank you so very much.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
That's Al Casey, who was Fats Waller's guitarist from 1933 to 1943. We'll continue with more of the Fats Waller tribute after a break. This is Fresh Air. Let's get back to the studio concert with singer and guitarist Marty Gross and cornetist Randy Reinhardt, recorded last May to celebrate the centennial of Fats Waller's birth.
Well, sadly, our time has run out, so I want to thank you, Marty Gross, for talking with us and for performing some of the work of Fats Waller. Randy Reinhardt, thank you so much for being with us today and for playing cornet, and it's really been fun to celebrate Fats Waller's centennial. In fact, I'm going to ask you to play a final song for us, and Marty, want to choose a song?
Crazy About My Baby. I'm walking on air, 'cause I've left all my blue days behind. I've learned how to care, 'cause there's love, really love, on my mind. I'm the world's most happy creature. Tell me, what can worry be? I'm crazy about my baby. My baby's crazy about me. Cupid was the teacher. He and I agree. I'm crazy about my baby. My baby's crazy about me. Parson, get that book out, ready in your hand. Keep a lookout, you can understand. We're an A1 combination, a perfect he and she. I'm crazy about my baby, oh, my baby's crazy about me.
About my baby, oh, my baby's crazy about me.
My baby's crazy about me.
Singer and guitarist Marty Gross and cornetist Randy Reinhardt recorded last May to celebrate the centennial of Fats Waller's birth. The concert was recorded by Audrey Bentham with Scott Williams.